This Firearms Safety Act is supposed to be making the public safer. But if you look through this bill, there's not one line, one word about punishing bad men with guns or bad persons with guns. And what this amendment would do is say that while the bill says that if there's a law-abiding citizen who has a firearm and it's stolen, that citizen is going to be punished if they don't report within 72 hours a theft that they knew and willingly failed to report. Yet, the very person who came in and took that firearm goes across the street and robs a store, doesn't get any additional punishment in this bill. So what this amendment does is say that if you use a firearm in the commission of a crime, that you are not going to get any diminishing credits. Sorry, I'm losing my voice. You're not going to get any parole or probation. You're going to serve the time that you're actually given. So if we're going to say that we're putting out a bill that is supposed to make the public safe and that we're going to punish persons who misuse firearms in a crime, shouldn't we start with persons who misuse firearms in a crime? That's what's missing in this bill. Everything else in this bill is geared at all the law-abiding citizens who are here and through the rest of the state of Maryland who are doing nothing else but exercising their constitutional right to keep and bear arms. This amendment would make sure that those persons who we're aiming at, there's two groups that we're aiming at, supposedly, those who have mental health problems, those who should not get firearms, who do not understand what they're doing when they get a hold of the firearms, to keep them from the firearms. That's one. And the second are those who know what they're doing, get the firearms, misuse them, didn't belong to have them, and then get let back out into society so they can do it again. It makes perfect sense to start with those persons, and this amendment would simply do that and add that to this bill. Now, every part of this bill is another bill that's been rejected at some time, just about. The part that I just told you about the law-abiding citizen who has their firearm stolen from them and doesn't report it within 72 hours, is another bill that's been rejected by our committee several times over the last few years. So this also is a bill that comes in as an amendment to address that. And so this amendment's a good amendment. I ask you to send a message to the state of Maryland that you do really care in this Firearm Safety Act about firearm safety, and put one thing only, that's all we're asking in this bill, that starts out saying we're going to punish those who misuse firearms in the commission of crimes, and we're going to make sure they understand, just like we did with child sexual predators. We've said if a child sexual predator goes after a child, they're not going to get good time credits, they're not going to get parole probation, they're going to serve the time served. So why would we do any less with a person who steals a firearm or takes a firearm out and misuses it in a crime? Let's send a message, get those people off our streets, keep them off our streets, and stop trying to put the burden on the law-abiding citizens. It's a good amendment, Mr. Speaker, and I ask for your support on this amendment. Put a green light up and show that you're strong on being against those who are going to violate our rights and you're going to use firearms in a bad way, and that you do stand for the honest, law-abiding citizen having a right to have firearms, and that it's not just about going after them, it's about going after the bad guy. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.